What I want to do this morning is I want you just to find somebody around you, move around, not husbands and wives, okay? Somebody else. And we're going to pray for one another. We're going to spend a few minutes in prayer. It's summertime. It's church, outdoors. Amen? And if there's anything that our country needs right now, it's a church that will pray and cry out, not only for one another, but for our nation. Because everything that is going on right now, it's just the enemy playing his game. And if you look at what the world is doing, you're going to get discouraged. But if you look at what God's doing, you're going to be encouraged. Because this is a day and an hour for us to step outside of the foolishness of the world and then to step into what God's called us to do. And as each one of us touch another life, a whole area is changed by the power of God's love. Amen? But we're going to have that waterfall filling our hearts every single morning because some of that junk tries to get in there. Heaven forbid you watch the news because all kinds of junk gets in there. And it's demonic. But when you keep your eyes on God, I saw a little cartoon, like, and it was an Amish guy, and they said, how come you guys don't have a problem with Corona? He said, we don't have television. Every one of those networks have one goal: fill you with fear. The Word of God has one goal: fill you with faith. Amen. So you're going to spend time with one or the other. Listen, we had two people that turned us into the Department of Health. I got a phone call this week, and they said, anonymous people turned you in because you're having a picnic at your house, and you'll be sharing food and maybe bouncy houses, and that's against the rules. And Governor Cuomo said that it's not supposed to happen. I said, okay, thank you very much for your information. And then just now, they just gave me a letter from the town of Clavering. The code enforcement officer sent me a letter. He got here this morning. I don't know how mail gets delivered on a Sunday morning, but it was in my mailbox today, all right? Giving us the guidelines again. Because, you know, some people are so filled with fear that when those that walk in faith, you're going to get criticized. If you're not getting criticized, you're probably not walking in faith. It's just that simple. Jesus was criticized everywhere he went. The apostles were criticized in everything that they did. And when you step out in faith, somebody's going to have a problem. So just tell your neighbor, say, I hope you don't have a problem with me. All right? Because we're going to walk by faith. I had no idea if someone was going to come and shackle me and take me out this morning, but they didn't, so we're all right. For the powerful prayers that have already been answered today in the name of Jesus. Amen? It was an old Native American, and he was struggling. He went to the doctor or to the psychiatrist, and he said, listen, I can't sleep. He said, I'm struggling. He said, because every night I just wake up with the same dream every time. And the guy says, all right, what's the dream? He said, I just wake up and all I hear is wigwam, teepee, wigwam, teepee. And the guy said, oh, I know what your problem is. He said, what's that? He said, you're too tense. I know it took some of you a little while to figure that one out. All right. But so grateful. You know, God is so good. My dad was in the hospital all week, and he collapsed on Sunday, last Monday, I should say. I think it was Monday. He collapsed. Mom heard him in the bathroom about 4 o'clock in the morning. He collapsed. And so she got him up and got him back in bed and took him to the hospital on Monday night. He wanted to go. And they did all the tests, and they said when he's sitting, his heart's perfect. But as soon as he starts walking around, it's an irregular heartbeat. And he had no energy, he had nothing, and he was just tired all the time, and he was sore. So they did all the CAT scans and everything, and they shot the dye up in him, and he's 82, and they said, there's nothing wrong with, we can't find, you're a mystery, we can't find anything wrong with you. So they were going to put a pacemaker in for his heart. Because if you don't know what to do, you put a pacemaker in. And so one nurse said, hang on a second, I just want to look at something. She said, I want to check your, platelets. And so she did a test on the platelets, and she said, And I think you got limes. And so they put him on doxy, and 2 days later, he's getting stronger, and everything is fine, and he's home, and no pacemaker. But, you know, maybe next time they'll put a pacemaker in, I don't know. But he is so good. God is just so good, you know, because everybody was like, we don't know what to do. Yeah, this is what we're going to do. And then one nurse said, you know, it just doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound right. And so we thank God for that. He's a good God. And mom and dad are home. He's resting. We went and visited him last night. And, you know, I'm just so thankful for everybody here. And I want you to know, I'm so grateful for the call of God on the Sincati. So grateful for the call of God on the Romano. So grateful for the call of God on the, what's your last name? Kudlax. So grateful for Jim and Gloria. Every couple in here. For Pastor Mike and Sue, each one, what Mark is doing on Thursday nights, Kia, Rick and Kathy, and what God is doing, each and every one, Nathan and his family, they're down here visiting from Troy, all right? There was no food in the stores. They were driven out, so they came down to tank up and go back home. But we're just so thankful. And can I tell you, just put your hand on the person next to you. Put your hand on them. Come on. It could be both sides. It doesn't matter. And just tell them, say, we agree that you will fulfill the call of God on your life. It is mighty to the pulling down of every stronghold. It has the ability to set free every captive. You are who God says you are. You can do what his word says you can do. You will walk out the calling of God all the days of your life. Amen. Listen, every calling here, there is no one that is outside of doing something miraculous for God. No one here. You cannot sit there and say, I'm too old. Pastor Bob is doing miracles all the time, right, Pastor Bob? Come on, Pastor Bob. He's feeding people. He's filling the trucks. He's carrying crates of food up and down stairs every day. You know, he looks amazing for 87. And so as we... and his wife's 55. But as we walk this out, you have to realize what the Word of God says and not what you think. And you cannot get wrapped up in what happened yesterday. It can't happen. Whatever, when people mocked you, made fun of you, maybe somebody said something about you that you'll never amount to nothing when you were younger, those are all lies. All lies. The trials and the tribulations, that's only to prove how strong you are. All it does is make you stronger. Every time I went through the darkest times of my life, I came out stronger on the other side. The difference was I decided to walk through the valley. And you're going to have to walk through some valleys. Amen? We don't set up camp and put up a tent in the middle of the valley and say, that's good enough. Yeah. Woe is me, poor pitiful me. We've got a plan of God. Yea, though you walk through the valley of death, right? Yea, though you walk through. Too many Christians are walking in, setting up camp, and hanging out. Don't believe the lie. Your God carries you through when you can't even walk any longer. Your children want to see somebody that has the courage to walk through the valley. Your children are watching to see how you handle trials and tribulations. You complain about everybody around you and blame everybody else? Then that's what your children are going to do about you. And I felt the pain of that, let me tell you. I'm talking from experience here. And it hurts. But I realized they're doing what they saw. And so I want to encourage you. I don't know where you're at right now, everybody in this room. But I do know where you're at if you know Jesus Christ. I don't know where you're at in your calling. But I do know you're at where you're at in the kingdom. I don't know where you're at in walking out the purpose of God in your life. But I do know that you have everything you have need of to fulfill the purpose of God in your life. And if you think for a moment that you need to learn something else before you can share your testimony, you have to learn something else before you can share what you know already. Because what you know, most of the people in here, you've had more training than all the apostles put together. They did it for 3.5 years. Some have been doing this for 30 years. When is that going to click and say, I am who he says I am, and I can do what he says I can do? When does that happen? Oh, I don't care about them. They're not mine. When does that happen in each one of our lives? And I just want to encourage you, because there's a world out there that's hurting. You're the answer. There's a world out there crying, somebody lead in the midst of this pandemic. Somebody tell us the truth. We've got conflicting stories all around the globe. Can somebody tell us the truth? Let's get outside of what the world is talking about and tell them who Jesus Christ is. Amen. Get away from who's right and tell them what's right. Tell them who Jesus Christ is, and he's the one that no matter when we die, I don't give a rat when I die. I don't know about you. I know I got a few more years. Can you give me that glass there, Pastor? Yes, he's complaining about my cup. Even though we lost Jamal Adams to the Seahawks, but he needed to go. They probably won't play anyway, but there's a world that's, they're walking in such darkness. It's like you with your sunglasses on in a dark room when you can't see nothing in front of your face. But you have all the answers and you're the light of the world. And if the church sits back and just tries to ride this out and say, well, we'll see what happens. No, we already know what happens. Those who die without Christ go to a Christless eternity where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Those who know Jesus Christ, they go to an eternity already prepared for by him for each and every one of us that believe. Amen? So therefore, we have the victory and we understand those who have never heard. And how many remember the pain of not knowing Jesus Christ? How many know the lostness and the self-pity and groveling and grabbing after everything that the world had, trying to find fulfillment, and you couldn't? And all you did was run in circles for so long, crying out, somebody tell me the truth. And then some of them did, and you said, I don't want nothing to do with that. And then God had to send somebody else and somebody else and somebody else, keep punching you in the side of the head. Hey, 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 it ain't working. And then finally you said, oh. Never heard that before. And God changed your life. I want you to know that's who you are. Everyone that's sitting here that can hear us, that knows Jesus Christ, that's who you are. You're nothing else except sons and daughters of God. And you have a calling on your lives. Don't believe anything else. And as we've been talking about the words of Jesus in John chapter 4 and verses 13 and 14, I'm just going to be quick because I know we spent time in prayer, spent time in communion, spent time in worship. I want to just spend a little time in a word here also. And then I want to spend time with my family. And can I encourage you to, before we break, please don't just talk to the people you know. Talk to somebody else that you don't know. Find out who they are. I know you won't have a problem telling about who you are. But ask the question, who are you? Okay, let's start with that one, all right? But I just want to encourage, because nobody has a problem talking about themselves, do they? You can't find anybody. You ask them, hey, who are you? Some have gusts up to 70 words a second. John chapter 4 and verse 13. Jesus answered and said to her, everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life. The first thing that happens is God doesn't give a drink until you ask for a drink. He doesn't force it on you. Amen? Can I tell you? Your neighbors are asking for a drink. Oh, they might say, I don't know what to do. They're asking for a drink. I don't know who I am. They're asking for a drink. I don't know where to go from here. They're asking for a drink. And anyone that has accepted Jesus Christ, I want you to know, you started to tap into that vine, and we preached on that a lot, biting in the vine and then drawing from that vine or drawing from that well. And they say that Jacob's well, it's still there. And of course, unfortunately, man always makes a shrine over it, right? And then they make people pay to come and see Jacob's well. That's what religion does. And usually the Catholics have one side and then the Muslims have another, and both are claiming the same site as their own. That's what we saw when we were in Israel. But they say that Jacob's well was about 9 feet across. And they said right now it's 75 feet deep. 9 feet across, 75 feet deep. And they say it's only half as deep as it used to be. So 9 feet wide, 150 feet deep. Them boys was working hard to find some living water, amen? Because when you're in the desert, the only thing that you're really looking for is that water. And there's everybody that's walking in darkness, they're really walking in the desert. And nothing is seen. Everything that the world, I don't know about you guys, but I know for myself, everything the world tried to offer me was like the Three Stooges used to say, it was a mirage. Right? It was just a mirage. It was something that looked good, but it vanished the minute I entered into it. It looked like something was going to satisfy, and then I got in there and it vanished once again before my very eyes. And the world is looking for something that's everlasting, just like we did. And they're just looking for you because you have the words of life. You have that living water living on the inside of you. And then Jesus said, you're going to have to ask first. And then he tells her in verse 10, just before what I read, if you knew the gift of God. I want you to know, looking at everyone here, I know the gift of God. I know the gift of God that he placed on the inside of you. It's easy to see. I know it. So the question is, do you know the gift of God? He asked her, he said, if you knew who I was. We know who he was. We know who he is. And we know who he will be. Amen? We already know that, right? So we're already grafted into the vine. We're already drawing from that living water. And it's deeper than 150 feet. Amen? It's deeper because right now, only when it rains does Jacob's well get any water. And it'll get a couple of feet, they say, and then that's about it. Back then, it was filled with water, and everybody came from all over the place to drill, to drink from one place. They knew they could get water from Jacob's well. People are running all around the world, trying everything they possibly can, looking for that living water. And he said, look, I'm going to place it on the inside of you. I'm going to give it to you. Do you believe that you have that living water living on the inside of you? Or are we still looking for another well? We're looking for something that's hand dug, that's man made? Or are we going to attach ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that he's talking about giving us the Spirit of God? Amen. He's given us the Holy Spirit. And that's a well that's so deep, you'll never find the bottom of it. No matter what you seek, no matter how deep you dive into what the Holy Spirit has for you, no matter what questions you ask, he's got more depth to him than you'll ever get to the bottom of in this world. And he said, just keep drawing from me. Sit with me. I want to speak through you. Give me your mind. Give me your tongue. Give me your feet. I want you walking in righteousness. I want to put your hands to the plow and not turn back. And then all I'm asking you to do is enjoy the Father and then just say what I'm telling you to say. It's really so simple. And then what the Holy Spirit tells us to say is the same thing the Word says. Amen. So as we read the word of God, then we know the words of life that are to flow out of our minds or out of our mouths to change those that are walking in darkness or those that are in the desert and haven't had a drink in a few days. For those that have been in Africa with us or up in Guatemala with us, and when you've been working and those guys are working outside here, I mean, it's no different. But when you get to a point where you can feel the water going out of you is faster than the water you're pouring into you, all of a sudden, you sense it. You start getting lightheaded. You start looking around and you stand up quick and you start to spin. But when you stop, the rest of you just keep spinning on the inside. And you know that you're getting to a place where you're lacking. And I want to ask you today, are you at a place where you've been lacking? Because you see, we don't want you leaving here lacking. Amen. We come to the household of God for one purpose, that each one in the presence of God, in his presence, there's a fullness, not only of joy, but there's a fullness of the Spirit of God. And therefore, if we ask, we can receive from him, and he doesn't withhold any good thing from us. And so this morning, as we're here outside of the four walls of the church, outside altogether a new place and different area that God wants us in, he said, all I want is I want to make sure that you're full. Because if you're full of the living water, then the only thing you can give is life, which lines up with Kia's word. Because when that waterfall of love and that water pounds into your heart and drives out all darkness, the only thing you can give is that living water. when you start to agree, wait a minute, I am free. I am not arrested by the cares of this world, the sins or the lusts of this world. They will not control me. If I have to get rid of every device that there is on the planet and go back to an old rotary phone, you can still buy them. I just want you to know. If I got to go back to that so that I have no other distractions and I've proven that I'm grafted into that vine, the one where that living water flows through me. He said, if you knew, I want you to know, everyone here, if you know Jesus Christ, you know the living water. And if you've asked him to forgive you of your sins, your sins are forgiven. Tell your neighbor, say, I have no guilt. Tell your other neighbor, say, I'm not ashamed. Can I tell you, when you walk out of here, you better not be. And if somebody says, what are you, one of them freaks? Hey, that's a good group we're with, you know what? I like you guys. Super freak, super freak. No, wrong freaks, sorry. But you are, and you should stand out. You should sound different than the world. If we get in conversations with the whole world, and we join in with them, what happened? What happened? Because everywhere Jesus went, he set people free. Everywhere he went, he asked questions and it changed their hearts. And so this morning, I just want to encourage you that as we stand here and as we when we get ready to close in prayer, we're going to be laying hands on you. Each one we're laying hands on for a filling. Because he said, if you had known me and if you drink from the well, that never runs dry. You'll never ask again, will something else fulfill me? Right? Before we were married, it's marriage that will fulfill. We were broke, it's money that will fulfill. It's something else. It's the newest cell phone that will fulfill. If I have the i27, whatever they're up to, whatever it is, we're always looking for something else. But when we get grafted into the vine and we remind ourselves, wait a minute, if everything else disappears and all I have is Jesus, I have more than enough. I have more than enough because all my guilt and my shame is gone. I've been washed clean. I'm a new creature. I'm loved by God. He's empowered me to go and change the whole world. That's why we're here. And you have to speak with someone this week besides your spouse, besides your children. You have to. They're waiting for the church to stand up and say, hey, I just want you to know, I've got the answer you're looking for. That's all they're looking for. Somebody with the boldness to stand up and say, I've got some answers. Everyone that's in the world, they're like this pond. There's no water coming in right now because it's a drought. Usually there's a creek on the other end that keeps filling it, goes over the spillway, and it keeps running. But right now, it's just a stagnant pond. There's no water coming in, and there's no water going out. So it just sits there. That's what the world is like. But you're the river of life. You have the words of life. You have the Holy Spirit and power. You have the authority according to the word of God. You're free from all the lies of the enemy. You're not here trying to win anything. You're only speaking the truth, and then the truth sets people free. Can we all agree on that? Is Christianity any harder than that? It's so simple that most people skip over it. They're always hoping and looking for something more before they can step out in what God's called you to do. I already know most everybody in here. He's already filled you. He already knows your name, and he's given you a new one. And the name that he gave you is a beautiful name. There's no devil, there's no demon that can stop you. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
All right. That means there's no lie that can stop you. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
Good. Then stop listening to them. You know how I know you're listening to a lie? Because you're telling other people a lie. You're telling them what's not true about you or what's not true, what's going on in your life or what hasn't happened. And you're complaining about what's going on or not going on in your life that is outside the word of God. So therefore, I know that there's a problem there. And that problem is not agreeing with what he said. Because you're not guilty, you're not condemned any longer, and you're free indeed. Amen. Therefore, your words should be words of life. Tell your neighbor, say, today,
I'll have words of life.
We'll find out. Won't it be amazing? How long before we break up in little groups? Sometimes faith isn't the words that are spoken. We go into what went wrong. We go into what failed. We go into what somebody said about us. We go into another conversation that complains. Not today. Nope. Today we speak life. Yes. Tonight, when you leave here, you speak life. You have the words of life. That living water you have tasted and seen. That living water lives on the inside of you. It will never run dry. Amen. Everywhere else you try to walk, it's going to run dry. No matter how great the vacation, it's going to run dry. No matter how far you go, no matter what country you go to, it's going to run dry. No matter how much you possess, it's going to run dry because it'll never satisfy, only He does. And so this morning, as we close in prayer, I just want to encourage you. You are life to this lost and dying world. Every single person here. And we trust in the gifts that are here to change Columbia Green and the surrounding counties. But you're going to have to speak the words of life. Thanks, Bubba. You're going to have to speak. The church has to. He has to. We have to. We cannot hold our breath any longer. We cannot stay speechless any longer. We've got to be those that set the captives free. They're tearing themselves apart. You listening to them? They're tearing themselves apart. God wants to put them back together. He wants to realign them. He wants to give them water, the gift of living water. Just like Jesus did this woman. He said, if you take from me, you'll never lack. You'll never lack again. And if you feel like you lack this morning, then we have to remind ourselves where we're drinking from. Because we're not keeping up with the Joneses. Amen? Amen. We're walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's where we find our fulfillment. Stand up this morning. Man. You have no idea how excited I am this morning. Art said you can tell a little bit. It's just like, yeah, I just want to scream and not do anything. Just stand here and shake and scream. Because of the love of God that's represented here. Because of the freedom that's represented here. Because of the power that's represented here. Because of the call of God on the lives that are represented here. Matt started meeting again down in Philmont. 13 kids came and said, yeah, we want to be a part of that and we want to grow again. We want to step back out in faith. We don't care what's going on. We don't want to do anything else. We just want to come and we want to learn, Matt. We want to learn. Look, there's got to be someone, and we can't be those that are distracted with everything else on, not even work. Work cannot be, it cannot overpower what God has called you to do. It can't. It can't. When you go to the job, whoever you meet, that's the person you're to get saved. Sometimes we bring them to church, and sometimes we go to them as the church. Amen? Whatever house you walk into, whatever house you walk into, that is your place that God has ordained you to be, to speak life into those people's lives. Heaven forbid we're afraid because of losing a job. I want you to know God always supplies more than enough. Amen? We can't be those that back off because of a man. What can man do to us? They're not the ones that supply for us. Amen? Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the body of Christ. Oh God, I thank you for your love. Father, that waterfall, as we have heard. Lord, cleansing every heart right now. Driving out that lie in the name of Jesus. Each one, Father, grabbing a hand. Each one agreeing with your word. Each one agreeing with what you said they have become. Sons and daughters. They are those that have overcome already by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Those that have been filled with the Spirit of the living God. The Spirit that formed the earth. Father, all that you have promised, you have supplied. We stand here as those that are victorious in the name of Jesus Christ. We are those whose families shall be saved in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're not worrying. We're not fretting. Lord, we're just agreeing As for me and my house, they shall be saved. Amen. And Father, they will fulfill the call of God in their lives. Lord, we're so thankful that our communities, they will be communities that proclaim the name of Jesus Christ. There'll be unity everywhere we walk. Unity with us and you, and therefore unity in what we speak through the Spirit of the living God. Thank you, Father, for the beautiful family that you have given us. Oh God, we love each and every one of them. And Father, we look at each one at how perfectly you have created them, the gifts and talents you have anointed them with, and the plan and purpose you have laid out before them. As you said in Jeremiah, Isaiah, and many other of the prophets, of the prophetic words. Father, today we agree that it's about setting aside everything else. Lord, we don't want that water that only satisfies for a moment. We want that everlasting, living water that flows from God above. We're going to draw from that morning, noon, and night, and then simply share that with what you have given us. I pray your blessing upon each one, Father. Lord, each one right now, each one, Father, tell them how much you love them again. Fill them, oh God, with your love again. Let it be a waterfall, a watershed that they can't deny, oh God. Lord, that they wouldn't walk out saying nothing changed, but something changed by the power of God today. My heart has been healed. My heart has been made well. My heart is full. It's no longer empty. Oh, I've met the King of Glory. And he's changed me forever. Thank you, Father, for the body of Christ this morning. And we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hey, listen, one other thing before we break up. Just so you know, I don't know, it'll be a little bit before the food comes out. We'll set up the blow up things. Where's Pastor Mike? Is he here? You want to go make sure they're turned on and blown up and everything's running, please? Get all the little ones on too. But if you need prayer for anything, if you've never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, I'll be up here. We're going to pray for you. If you need prayer because of an illness, we're going to be here. If you don't know Jesus Christ, we're going to be here. Look, there's nothing more important than knowing him. Nothing. So if you need anything, come and see me.